Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 917 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Rockets have announced that they have a new broadcast. Well, yeah, Bill's gone. Craig Ackerman moves into the play-by-play slot, full-time TV. Matt Thomas goes to radio full-time. He's going to be every game instead of road games and then home PA announcer. He's going to be full-time radio play-by-play guy. Congratulations to Matt. And then Ryan Hollins comes in, former ESPN guy and basketball analyst. He's going to be the color commentator. And Mario Elie is going to also be part of the broadcast team in select games. And, of course, Kaylee Griffin is going to be on AT&T awesome. Sportsnet. Yeah, it's a good team. It's different. Bull moves into the front office, right?
Yeah.
I thought Bull was excellent as a color commentator.
I thought he was good. I don't know. I never got super... I liked Bull. And I love the way that he was able to fold the analytics thinking of the Rockets into broadcast. I thought it added an element to the broadcast. I will be honest, though. I'm always for the home team. Sometimes I have a problem when I can't get... I mean, this is this way in we already know we can't get political news or even news without slants and angles and this, that. We already know that's impossible now. I don't love it anymore with my sports. I know the home team is gonna really cheer loud for them, but if it's a foul, it's okay to say it was a foul.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like Bill Worrell and Bull sometimes would be very protective, I think, of the Rockets. And I know why. I mean, when it was Daryl and Tad and Tillman or whoever, I think there was a, you know, it kind of had rabbit ears sometimes about what was said. And sometimes just tell it like it is. I mean, if somebody's playing poorly, and it's not, the Rockets are not by themselves like that. This is a lot of teams. We hear about color commentators or play-by-play guys getting fired from different jobs because they don't suck up to the home team hard enough. But I don't know about you, but me personally, I want them to cheer loudly for when the Rockets do great, for example. But also, if something's being, like if you need to say, look, there's just not enough hustle going there's not enough hustle going on right now on the court. Or if you have to call out some play, I want to hear that too. I don't know. I know teams don't like that. The teams want it to be an extension and a commercial of the teams. But I'd like for a little bit of reality to be on the home broadcast. I mean, home broadcast sometimes.
Yeah.
This is all the fouls. They just keep getting fouled all the time. Everyone's fouling. The whole league's against us. Well, I get enough of that on Twitter. I don't need that in every broadcast. Twitter will tell me that everyone is against our team and the referees are cheating and it's rigged. And I get that enough. It's just, you know, just tell me about the game and the good and the bad.
Yeah. Dream Shake doesn't like to hire. He doesn't like him. He has no ties to the Rockets. That is interesting. A guy without ties to the Rockets. That'll be interesting to see. We can give Ryan Hollins a call right now. As a matter of fact, why don't you? We're calling.
Get him right now before our college football expert here, and analyst Del Orale comes on.
Come and get his number, and we'll get him on. Yeah, let's get him on here quickly and welcome him to the city of Houston. You want me to give out his number on the phone? Here. Oh, here it is. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just take his phone.
I could have done all that.
I mean, Dusty is drinking out of a... They've all got their own shoes. Do you have to drink out of your own shoe? Is Dusty really drinking out of one of his cleats?
Yeah.
That's how you know Dusty is... This is how you know he's old school. Drinking out of a shoe ain't no big deal to him. Dusty played in the 70s and 80s, early 80s. Dusty, like, shoe drinking, no problem.
Yeah, back in the 70s and 80s, you drank out of dirtier stuff than that.
Yeah, he's probably like, do we have greenies with this? No, yeah. Dusty, we don't. No, Papa, they don't have greenies in baseball anymore.
No greenies, buddy.
We're not doing greenies in beer, okay? Papa, that's not what we're doing today. Drink out of your shoe. stop asking for greenies. That's not what baseball's about right now.
Yeah. Any steroids in? Do we have any steroids with this beer?
HGH in this?
None of it? No?
No, but we know where we can find some because it's baseball, and yeah, there's always HGH and steroids around somewhere.
It's going to be somewhere. And
definitely we can get you some Adderall. That's not going to be a problem, Papa.
All right. Ryan Hollins is joining us right now, new color commentator for your Houston Rockets. Ryan, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am amazing, my man. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Congratulations on the gig. How'd it come about?
You know what? It started off as just kind of a text from my agent saying, hey, you know, Houston is interested in you. Is it something you'd be willing to do? And, you know, would you like it? I said, are you kidding me? I said, just the fact that my name was actually mentioned in a position as established with the organization like the Rockets, man, I lost my marbles. And from there, it was a long interviewing process. And I'm just going to be honest. I can't tell you how humbled I was just to be mentioned for such a position. And, it came to fruition. And, we've been at it for a while. But this is, it's one of the coolest things ever happened to me in my life.
I think what's really cool for you, Ryan, and for us, is that we have seen this before with the Houston Astros, where the team, the team had to get into an entire rebuild mode, and it took a little while. And then new broadcasters came in, and we had new voices of the Astros. And before you knew it, they won a World Series, and they've been really good since then. The Rockets are in a reset mode, right? But you come in with Jalen. You're coming in at the same time with Jalen Green. You got Shingun, who is another player they traded up for, Porter Jr. Like, there are some young talent. You get to grow with the organization really from the jump start of the new post-Harden Rockets. That has to be exciting, right?
It is, and that's the first thing I thought of. If there's any time for an opportunity like this for a new face, and I'm definitely a new face in Houston, it's with the rebuild. You have, a hungry head coach who I go back with, and Coach Silas, who's looking to prove himself as a head coach. You got young guys. Jalen Green. Jalen's got that chip on his shoulder. But, this is brand new. And the one thing I love about what we're doing is it's a rebuild the right way. Our guys are going to have fun. They're going to compete. Lord knows we don't need to tell you about how athletic they are and the excitement they're going to bring to the court. But that's why it's a prime time. It's like, okay, these are world champs. They're established. They've been there for years. No, that's not this deal. I want to grow with something. And this is a really, really exciting time. There's just a buzz around the team. But what's wild, I've talked to and I've heard from several of my colleagues around the league and, guys I played with and close friends of mine. This team almost seems reminiscent of those knucklehead Clippers. How ingrained they were in history with Darius Miles and Quentin Richardson and Spaghetti and all that, when they were really just babies, man, just young. And I feel like we're going to see that similar vibe of excitement that's going to be flowing through the city, where it's like, hey, these kids play hard, they live on the floor, and it's just going to be exciting basketball where you can go, hey, like you pin and said, man, I see where we're going. Jalen's going to be extremely good in 2 or 3 years. Christian Wood's going to continue to go. Al B is going to be a dog on the block. So I am ecstatic. But this is the time. I don't want to see that the big old, the brand new Porsche. I want to see the process, baby.
Now, we've seen you on ESPN. How much of the color commentator, have you been with a team? Where are you living right now?
Unfortunately, we just got this thing inked, man. So we've known for a while, but we just got it inked. I'm still in L.A., but definitely I will be there for the first game on the 5th. The Rockets faithful will be enjoying things. But, yeah, I am still out in L.A. We're figuring things, man. We've got 4 kids over here, and we're figuring and managing a move. But the beautiful thing is, man, my wife, that's the MVP right there. She's dealt with me for 10 seasons in the NBA. So she's like, look, I got this. Don't worry about nothing. I got this, okay?
That is right. You're excited. What do you know about Houston?
Listen, a lot of people don't know this, man, and I just see it as God's grace, to be honest. The Houston Rockets are the reason that I fell in love with basketball. The reason that I played basketball. That championship with Hakeem and Rob Horry and Sam Cassell, that's where I fell in love. Mario Elie, the kiss it, listen, that's where I fell in love with the game. I would go in the backyard with my dad, and my dad put a hoop there when I was little. And, you know, you don't really know what's going on in basketball, but Hakeem Olajuwon glued me into his concept. That's a big guy. That's a tall guy going against Shaq. Me and my dad, we'd go in the backyard, and we'd play one-on-one, and I'd be Hakeem, he'd be Shaq, and we would go at it. And, I mean, I never got to call him in free agency because I'd have jumped all over it. But those were my first memories. So to have an opportunity like this and a privilege, like, I can't tell you what it means. And I've been secretly a Houston fan and respect for the organization for a very long time. And I'm telling you, with all due respect, when I was on the other opposing side, one of those other guys, it was always special coming to Houston. So this is just a privilege. But you never forget your first team. You never forget that first experience. You never forget that Hakeem fadeaway or dream shake that makes you go, oh, daddy, I want to do that. I like this, you know. So to me, this is I'm on cloud nine, man. I pinched myself this morning. So.
When it comes to
basketball history, though, I mean, Moses Malone, Ralph Sampson, Dream, Yao Ming, just all James Harden, Clyde Drexler, just the amount of history that is here with the Rockets is something I think you're going to definitely enjoy, especially if you love those mid-90s Rockets teams that brought the city its their first championships. You'll fit right in.
And, and you're going to be working with Mario, too. He's going to be on the broadcast as well, so that's fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool. Mario, basketball is such a small world, man. And I've grown to be really close with, Clyde. He was our commissioner over at the Big Three and doing a great job over there. And people don't know, I was coached by Mario Elie. Mario Elie was my coach in Dallas. And he was all over me. We always joke, kiss of death, baby, the kiss of death. So you're going to hear me playing around and messing with Mario. But that's my guy, man. And he's what's really cool is Mario has been able to mentor me. And he's the type of guy far beyond our days in Dallas. So, you know, just like I said, the history, man, the pride, the culture, man. I'm humbled to be a part of it. And one thing I want to do is pay homage to the city and pay homage to Hakeem and those guys and Horry and all those guys who have put in the work to build this from where it's come from. Okay, so I'm humbled, man. I just want to make sure I do it service and I do it justice. I'm gonna tell you one thing: if you've ever known about Ryan Hollins as a player, I've never been the best player, not by any stretch of the imagination, but I've always given 100% and I've always worked, man. And that's one thing I promised to the city of Houston.
That's awesome. Ryan Hollins, new color commentator for your Houston Rockets right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, we appreciate it. Sounds like you're excited. We're excited, too. Thanks for hanging with us this morning, Ryan, and we'll be hopefully talking to you a lot more.
Anything you guys need, I appreciate you, and we'll talk soon, and I'll be seeing you guys very soon.
Let's come in studio. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Done. I'll be there. You have a 7-footer walking through the doors, guys.
That's no big deal. We have that all the time.
Ryan Hollins. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Ryan.
That's Ryan Hollins right here guys. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coming up next, we're talking college football with the expert, the 97.5 expert.
Órale.
No, it's not órale. It's órale.
Órale. It's not O-R-A-J-O-L-E
or something like that.
It's not órale.
I don't know.
This entire time, I thought it was Delbert. Órale.
No, it's Delbert something. Anyway, it's next right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.